Aruch says that there's no chiyuv suda on the Chanukah as opposed to on Purim where there was a chiyuv suda. The Baruch asks, why is that so? He says that that's so because by Purim, the main tekanah was against the goof. The body of Klaisel was to be destroyed. Here the main issue was the Klaisel was not, the Ruchnis was not doing what they're supposed to do. The Gzera was that they cannot keep the mitzvahs. There was no danger to their lives in a bodily sense. And the Yeshua was that they got the Avodah HaMikdash back again, and therefore we specifically celebrate it in Ruchniyistic ways. That being said, the Megillah Tanis already says that there is it's a time of Yom Tov because it was the time of the Chanukah HaMizbeach. In the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, they completed the Mizbeach and Chofei Kislev. So it was a time to celebrate that concept. The Rambam seems to say that it does have a din of Yom Tov. The Bach brings from the Rav Yor that there's a din of Surah even. So the Ramor comes along and says we should make a pshara that since it's question whether these Surahs are considered a Surah's mitzvah or a Surah's rishos, the Shulchan Aruch is bringing from a Shadam that's considered a Surah's rishos. The person has a Surah and they use it as an opportunity to praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu and give thanks to Kodesh Baruch Hu for the nisim which he did, that will convert it into a Surah's mitzvah. So a person, there is some mile of having a Surah on Hanukkah. And the person should make sure that they use that as an opportunity to give thanks to Kodesh Baruch Hu, etc. Some service says that this concept might be din d'oraisa, the idea of making a day of celebration to thank Kodesh Baruch Hu for the anes which is done to the person is rooted on a din d'oraisa, he argues. And Pasha, according to him, you would have some chiyuv to celebrate it with a surah, such a concept as well. So it is appropriate to have surahs during Chanukah. That's maybe the reason why yeshivas have their mesibas then. But the understanding is that it's not an ikra chiyuv, and therefore, if a person forgot alanisim, he does not need to repeat. There is a Rabbeinu Yonah who says a person forgot alanisim, a person would have to repeat benching. We don't pass like that, but therefore, in all these type of situations, a person should be careful to make sure that they say it. It's definitely a time that a person has a chiyuv to say it. It's an opportunity to be lahodos or lahallel. And since, according to one Rishon at least, if you do not say it, you're not yotzei, a person should be very careful to remember to say alanisim in benching. Have a good morning.